Before the news, we were discussing the closure of 60% of primary schools for polling this Friday and whether or not this was the best use of the schools, or indeed was there a better way to vote. Loads of people getting involved. Someone says, Ciara, could the voting not be carried out in parish halls? Lots of people making that point. Somebody else says, Ciara, why don't we vote on a Saturday or a Sunday? And lots of people making that point too. And apparently they do it at the weekend. Someone says, surely the turnout would be better at the weekends, Ciara. Changing outcomes even. Divorce passed on a Saturday. Yeah, I don't know. A lot of people making the point about the divorce referendum was on a Saturday. I don't know if it was or not. I don't remember. And someone else says, wouldn't you have to go through a different department to move the stations? Don't know. Someone else says, what about voting outside school hours? Well, I think they want to be able to facilitate people before work. So I think there's something to do with that. And someone else says, hi, Ciara, absolutely ridiculous why voting is not on a Saturday. I have to take a day off because my kids have no school. Another day off for the poor teachers only in this country. It is madness. And that's from Andrew. Andrew, apparently the teachers are going to have to make up the day. I don't know how that works, but apparently it is the case. But you and me both, and lots of other parents too, my kids are off as well, and I don't know what I'm going to do with them. They may be here on Live and Unscripted this Friday. Let's see what happens. Paul is also on the line. Paul, you want to know why we can't vote online. Tell me about that suggestion.
Hi, Ciara. How are you doing?
How are you?
Yeah, look, I got my car tax online 2-3 days ago. I do all my banking online. I can buy an insurance policy online. Why not vote online? Give a 48-hour window, have a password, have a username, etc., and you can do it anywhere in the world once you're on the register.
Would it be, I take your point, and I do tons of things online myself, and I think all of us do. We interface with the world digitally now, and I get that. But would you have concerns, and I suppose this is the reason why people don't favour it, about hacking, about somebody being able to skew the vote in some way so that people could vote multiple times, or that you might be able to disenfranchise some people from their votes? Or, you know, you remember like all those presidential elections in America where it came down to hanging chads, where the paper was what was in people's hands trying to decide. And there is something reassuring about having a bit of paper you can actually look at and see, as opposed to maybe a bit of encrypted something, is there?
Yeah, no, that's a fair point. It's a fair point. And maybe we could have a trial on something. But like, here's an example of where we're at, right? In a week and a half's time from now, every secondary school in the country is closed. Okay? So we don't have, we could use those facilities, and no kid has to take any time off, and no parent has to put any extra things in place to look after those kids.
Ah, right? I see what you're saying. Yes, the secondary schools are closed because it's the end of the school year.
Yeah, we've got parish halls, we've got community centres, we've got sports facilities.
We've got gyms.
We've got theatres, gyms, we've got, right? So why use the secondary school? I know there's probably an excitement on an exit poll as regards what's going on. It feeds the media a lot as regards for the next morning, etc. But you can still carry out those exit polls from any other facility, right? I suppose my point on it is, put a cost on what every parent has to do to have their child or children taken care of on Friday.
Yeah.
And it's like my situation, right? I've got a child in fourth class. My wife is SMA, so she's off as well because her school is closed. So for us, it's not a big deal. But, you know, if you're living in the commuter belt, you don't have family around.
Yeah.
You're relying on...
Oh no, I'm going to have to pay somebody, or I'm going to have to like drag in a relative. Do you know what I mean? Like I know exactly what you're saying. It isn't straightforward for tons of people.
I think the cost that the government would have to pay to the sports organisation or the local parish hall, because they won't do it for nothing, is very well negated from the cost associated with what families are going to have to pay out on Friday.
I suppose what they're saying, Paul, is that they would have to negotiate with you know, every dog and divil in every community, because the schools, like they can go straight to the Department of Education, who can say, yes, I will provide you with, I don't know how many, say 1,000 school halls, but there's probably no other organisation, maybe the GAA, but it's hard to know, but that would have some kind of equivalent route in every community in the same way.
Well, there's been lots of people knocking on my door looking for votes in the last few weeks. So they've been, you know, harassing every dog and devil, as you say, for a vote. So, if like most things, I would find, if there's a will, there's a way.
How would you feel about weekend voting, Paul?
Absolutely. Why yeah. not? Open it up from Saturday morning to Sunday night.
Yeah.
You know, look at the elections going on in Australia 2 weeks ago. If you didn't vote, you got fined.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I was in the UK 2 weeks ago on business. The local elections were on 33 or 34% of the population voted. Right. And they were complaining because it was during the week as well. Now maybe they're disenfranchised with Brexit, etc. But you know, we have to have find a way of getting the number of people that are out to vote.
I know. So the system seems it's some kind of a throwback, and I do think it's possibly to do with this is the way we set it up in 1918, and we haven't looked at it since, which seems crazy. But thank you for that, Paul. Some says, Ciara, it's ridiculous that we're voting not on a weekend. I don't want to take a day off, but I have to. Someone else says, all that's needed, Ciara, is one room in the school. Most have an assembly hall. Why close the whole school down? Besides, the fact is, it suits teachers to have yet another day off. That's from Tyke. I don't think teachers are responsible for this. I think this is entirely down to government departments. Someone says, Ciara, children are only small for a short time. I scheduled an annual leave day for Friday, and my son and I are looking forward to spending a rare bonus day together while my older child is at school. These years go by so quickly. We should appreciate every opportunity to have some fun with them. It's not as if we didn't know the date in advance. Is it really such a great inconvenience? I think for a lot of people, it probably is. A lot of people maybe don't have the potential to just take a day off willy-nilly, even if they know in advance. It isn't always possible for somebody to get a Friday off. It's often at the discretion of their employers. And somebody else says, Ciara, your caller is wrong, by the way. Schools do not have to make up the lost day, as is stated clearly on the Department of Education's website. I don't know what the fact around that is. Maybe somebody would let us know who is from the Department of Education or indeed works in a school. Steve is on the line. Steve, you think that parents have nothing to give out about missing school this Friday. Tell me why.
I don't mean to be mean-hearted or put anyone down or anything like
that's
that.
That's all right.
I suppose just your last tweet or text there that came in, just on the point of, you know, full well in advance that this is coming up. I mean, we just elected a president not so long ago, so it's not too in the distant memory of what people needed to do to get out. Now, I understand that like large community towns and big cities and places like that may be more affected than, let's say, the rural areas. But if you start changing the system, it's not going to be a one-size-fits-all system. Now, schools, I would, and your caller there, the last caller that was there saying, it's going to be a big cost to move to, let's say, a sports hall or gyms. They're going to look for money for this. So that's why the Department of Education has probably gone to the schools and say, look, this is actually something we can do. It's cost effective. Maybe not all of the school needs to be closed, but definitely you're going to need a polling station, especially in the rural area that I live in. I live out in North Kerry, originally from Cork. My parents live in rural area. My sister lives in a commuter town. So everyone's affected in some sort of way, but you kind of have to prepare. And that's the kind of the bottom line from my point of view.
Yeah, I suppose, and I take your point. And there will be communities that all they have is a school, and therefore the school will have to be what is closed. But equally, I mean, I was making the point that in my town, there's two huge gyms. They could be closed. Are we suggesting that the Department of Education doesn't get paid for the use of the schools? I don't know if they get paid or not, but if they don't get paid, or if they do get paid for the use of the schools, would it not be the same to give the money to somebody else?
True. What schools need to be closed? This is the point, I suppose, that I'm making. If it's a small little rural area school, are 60% of those schools the ones that are in your statistics? Are those the schools, or is it tiny wee schools on the fringes of Sex and Dawkin or on the way out to Tala or somewhere like that? Like, where is it affecting people? And if it is affecting people, and I'll be honest with you, I'm actually canvassing for a local candidate here in Tralee. I won't say the person's name.
That's okay. You can if you want.
I've been out for 6 weeks. No, it's okay. Just for fairness, I've been out for 6 weeks. I've knocked on every single door, and none of this, it being a nuisance on a Friday has come up on anyone's lips.
I wonder
and I've
though,
had,
is that
I've had parents
is...
come to the doors with
I wonder, though, is that partly, Steve, because nobody thought about it till the last minute. I know people say, God, you can prepare this miles in advance. But to be honest, I still have nothing set up for Friday for my kids because I didn't think about it in advance at all. I just long-fingered it the way...
Have you had anybody call to the door to you?
Do you know, I haven't. I've had leaflets through my door, but not one person knocking.
Well, that's a problem then. I suppose everybody knows. You should know at this point, like, you're getting a leaflet in the door. They're not just... I know a lot of people leaflet drop in the bigger areas, but you know that they've been at your door. You know that it's on the 24th of May on a Friday. Everyone has had plenty notice. And if it's such a problem, you need to get on to your local councillors and tell them that I'll only vote for you if you fix this problem going forward. Yeah. If it is a massive issue, and it obviously is, I'm not putting it aside for once. I'm not saying that Friday has to be the day, but from a technical point of view, as I've been involved for the last couple of weeks in what's going to happen over the rest of the weekend, the tallies and the counts need to take place over the weekend for there to be a formal announcement ahead of the next week, because I think they're all. Most of the local councillors that are going to be voted in are starting next week. So it has to be done in advance of the working week. So I think that's another part of it as well that needs to be addressed.
Okay. Well, the only thing is it definitely is workable to do it at the weekends, because they do it at the weekends in Europe. They do it all over the continent at the weekends. They vote.
Yeah.
And apparently the turnout is higher, so it's more representative too. So I don't know what the answer is. I just know that it is an inconvenience for a lot of people, and even if they haven't been saying it on the doorsteps, they could just be eejits like me who haven't thought about it until the last minute, because we do exist. We do exist too, people who aren't very well organised. But thank you for coming on and talking to me about that, Steve. Someone says, hi, Ciara, children are... Oh, that's a different one. I read that. Someone says... Ciara, the school closing due to an election seriously affects me. I managed to get a job that allowed me to work while my children are in school, getting women back to work and all that. My earnings on Friday is gone, and I'm now paying for childcare on Friday instead. I have often heard others say that it is only occasionally, but my son is in sixth class, and all but one year he has lost a day in school during a vote. The only year that the school wasn't closed was a vote on a Saturday for a referendum. My school is closed the following Thursday too because of a training day. Why can't this be on the same day as the voting? That's actually true too. My school is closed sometime next week for a training day too. I don't know why we aren't doubling up on these days. I don't know why we can't do this more efficiently or effectively. I think a lot of people would like that. Ciarán is also on the line. Ciarán, what do you make of the idea of voting on a Friday, voting in schools? Is there a better way than our current system, do you think?
To be quite honest, Ciara, I'm not really sure. I live in North Sligo, right? Where my village is, we have a primary school, but we don't have a community hall. Where my son lives is another village in North Sligo. It has a primary school, but it doesn't have a community hall. So there isn't the option there for voting in something other than a primary school. It's not the best solution, but, you know, from what I can tell, the vast majority of the countryside, the rural countryside, we don't have gyms. We don't have community halls. We have a primary school. Primary schools are everywhere, and they're probably the handiest of options in terms of opening up for elections. But, you know, I really don't think that, you know, beyond the pale, primary schools are about the only thing that we can rely on in terms of voting. In terms of Saturday voting, yes, it probably would be a better option. I don't know why it has to be on a Friday, but it is only one day, you know.
I do know, and I take your point, and I think you're absolutely right, to be honest, Ciarán. There are parts of the country where the only big hall, as it were, is the school. But equally,
exactly,
there are
yes.
parts of the country where the only big hall is not the school, and we're still using the school. So I take your point that in rural Sligo, where you're based, it has to be the school. But that doesn't mean it has to be. Just because you have the school closed in rural Sligo, do you have to close four schools in Wicklow where there's three gyms and a town and two community halls? Do you know what I mean? Surely it should be kind of horses for courses.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, I really don't see why primary schools, where there is the opportunity to, or the you know, why primary schools have to be used all over the country, but definitely in areas such as mine where there is only a primary school. You know, in the likes of where you're from, I'm sure there are community halls, there are gyms and all that, and yes, they should be utilised. But, you know, where I am, there is literally only the primary school, you know.
I can see that.
You know, in Sligo Town itself, there are plenty of spots as well, but they still utilise primary schools, and I don't see why that should have to happen everywhere, you know. I think a little bit more sort of like...
flexibility.
Yeah.
I also would it be more convenient or less convenient for you, Ciarán, if it was a case that you were voting not on Friday, you were voting on Saturday or on Sunday? Would one of those things be more convenient for you?
Not particularly, because as far as I'm aware, the polling stations are open from 7 a.m. until 10 p.m. I commute to work myself, you know.
Yeah.
I have a 50-mile drive to work. But, you know, I have to leave the house at 7 o'clock in the morning. That's fine. I'm home again by 6 o'clock in the evening. I still have several hours, you know, to get to a polling station.
Okay, let me ask you one other question then. Would it be a case that it would be any less convenient for you if we were polling at the weekend?
I don't think so, no. I think the weekend the weekend would be fine, yeah.
Yeah, so I know people who work in Dublin whose vote is down the country, and not all of them will get to vote simply because they can't get home.
Yes, there is that, but at the same time, like I said, polling stations are open from 7 in the morning until 10 at night.
Yeah.
You know, it shouldn't be an issue that people are inconvenienced just because it's on a Friday, you know?
Yeah, I think an awful lot of people
I honestly think there is a lot of scope for people to get to their polling station given the time frame that's in it on the day,
Now,
if it was changed to a Saturday, fine, most people are home. Some people aren't, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, like you said earlier on, it's horses for courses. So yeah. it's a matter of more forward thinking and, you know, a little bit more flexibility. You know, that doesn't seem to be there. But from my point of view, it doesn't affect me, the fact that it's on a Friday and it's in primary school.
All right.
You know, my kids are grown up, so I don't have kids in school who are, you know, bothered or are affected by school closures and anything like that. So, yeah. You know, I'm only one person though, you know?
Yeah, no, and thank you for coming on and talking to me. Someone says, hi, Ciara, I'm a caretaker in a national school. I get paid €200 to open and close and be on call on an election day. Now we have also been asked to work showing voters to the right rooms, as there has been mistakes made in the past telling voters where they have to go. So now I'm getting €200 to open and close, but I'm also getting €336 to show people around. Not bad for a day's work. I still get paid for the Friday by the school too, by the way. That's nice money. That's €536 on top of your working day in the school. Yeah, that's good money. I can see why you'd like that. Someone says, Ciara, why wouldn't we use the Garda stations or the post offices to vote? Are they not quite small? I think they are quite small. And someone else says, hi, Ciara, there's a GAA club in every parish in the country. Use them to vote. And someone else says, hi, you could still use the schools, but just do the voting on a Saturday and it wouldn't affect anybody. I think, Fran, you have it dead right in that way. And Chris is on the line. Chris, you think our voting system is out of date. Tell me what you mean by that.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, you'd have to ask yourself the question, how come the voting register is so out of date? And there's a guy called Aldrin Flynn, I think he works for you guys, in your station. He reckons that 500,000 voting cards more are issued than actually people available to vote. And in France, they have the vote on Sunday, and they have a much higher turnout. In Australia, the turnout is 90%. They vote on Saturday, but it's mandatory voting.
Yeah.
I don't think you get your average paddy to go along with that. But, you know, there is a serious problem. The point about it is that the main political parties that have power since the foundation of the state, why would they change that if it's delivered them power, like, for 70 years? So I think that's the problem, you know.
So you think that there's no... what would you say? No impetus to change because the people who are in power in the status quo are doing all right, Jack, kind of thing.
Yeah, thank you very much. And, you know, that guy's research, it was a bit scary, you know, if he's true. He reckons 500,000 more voting cards than actually people, you know. And in country, you know, voting areas in Wexford and Cavan Monaghan and I think Mayo, they reckon over 20,000 overstated votes. So the registrar, of course, it's the local authorities look after that. They made the horse's arse of housing and also this. You know, they're not really fit for purpose. You know, so I think they have to really look at that.
Look
you know,
at the voting the, system. How would you yeah, feel about a weekend vote, Chris?
I think on a Saturday it'd be the perfect day.
Yeah, a lot of people saying that.
Could I give you something about the divorce referendum?
Oh,
too?
You can give me anything you like. Go on, fire ahead.
I thought I was censored on that. You know, the 4 years, that in the round means that the wife and kids have an extra 4 years in the house, basically. That's why that was put into the original referendum, which was a very close referendum indeed, you know. So that'll take that type of security, because usually the man leaves if he has anything about himself, and the woman and the kids stay there for 4 years. So that's mistake. But the thing that really irritated me, as they did in the blanket abortion referendum, they're conflating two issues, and you can only have one vote. And I think they're slipping under the radar, something that the people of Ireland should think about seriously. If Irish, divorce law and marriage status is made equal to the lowest common denominator of any foreign divorce country, yeah, it means that the value of marriage in Ireland goes right down to the bottom of the scale. And I think that it's the same sort of, poison ivy, witchcraft politics they did in the abortion referendum, having, no-fault divorce, having blanket abortion. And now there's two issues conflated. So people would want to watch what they're doing. And if they think that marriage is worth all the thought the Irish people put in over those referendums, to protect it, making it like a quickie text divorce in Las Vegas.
I don't think it's going to be a quickie.
It's a real serious issue.
I don't think it's going to be a quickie, though, Chris. It's still going to be 2 years, isn't it? Out of three, you have to be like, it's not like I know there are quickie divorces. You can get divorced in 24 hours, I think, in Vegas. This is not 24 hour divorce. This is a couple of years.
But it is, Kira. I beg to differ with you. On a sunny day, a black eyed Lizzie like yourself, but if any foreign divorce is on the same status as Irish marriage, that means that, like, someone who gets a quickie divorce in Las Vegas, that's the status of, it's a race to the bottom. Now, they're doing that on a lot of things, in society. Like, the no-fault divorce.
Do you have
blanket abortion,
sympathy, though, Chris?
And this, sorry?
Do you have any sympathy, Chris, for people, though, who know that they're getting divorced? They're on that road. They're definitely getting a divorce. And is there any reason to drag it out for 4 years rather than two?
Well, I do, actually, Kira. You're speaking to someone who was married for 22 years and went through divorce.
Oh, you are divorced.
And sons and daughters and all that. So that's the point. They're slipping under the radar, the dropping the value of Irish marriage to the worst situation, basically, in any country in the world. Do you understand what I mean?
I sort of do. But thank you for that. Thank you for that opinion. Lots of people
talking.
You too. A lot of people talking about what you can do in terms of voting. Someone says, curious, lots of people saying you could still vote in the schools, but do it at the weekends. And someone says, what about alternate voting from 3 p.m. on Friday to 10 p.m. and then again on Saturday from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. and Gardaí mind the boxes overnight? That's not a bad plan. And someone says, Kira, every rural area has a community centre bigger than the schools. I'm from a rural area and our community hall holds big events. Why should the kids lose out on school? And that's from Jason. And lots of people talking about GAA halls and parish halls being all over the country. And we have one more. Do we have one more listener on this? Just bear with me 1 second. We are talking about whether or not voting on a Friday is a good idea. I know there are people, because lots of people who work in Marconi House here in News Talk Towers, a lot of people from around the country work here, and they do often go home at the weekends to vote, but not all of them will make it home this weekend because of a variety of reasons, and therefore won't have a vote. And there are people who want to vote. So would a weekend suit you better? And equally, 60% of primary schools close this Friday. Quite awkward, quite difficult for people who are involved in childcare arrangements or have kids in those schools. I'd love to know. I think we're going to have to take a little... are we taking a little ad break? We have somebody here. I don't know, have a no name. Do I have a name for this listener? Now, Anne, you have a view on the local elections. Forgive me, we've a bit of technical errors there. You have a view on the local elections this Friday. What do you reckon?
I'll tell you, I've never seen more lawnmowers out under contract, by the county council, particularly Dunleary, Rathdown. I can only speak for my own area. And they're cutting grasses and they're cutting and they're sweeping like nobody's business.
And do you think that's the election?
There's no question about it. We're well up to their games. And, we won't see them between knocking at the doors. That I never saw faces before. I can tell you, I'm very disillusioned with government.
Are you?
Except that I will be. Oh, I'm totally. I think we could get rid of 90% in the Dáil and in the Senate and in our local. I mean, that cost us a blooming fortune and doing nothing except making things worse.
That's a lot of people agree with you, to be honest. You think that they're out in force because of the election and that's why...
Oh, there's no question. No question. There was some guy who arrived yesterday at the door at lunchtime, two of them. And I said, well, look, I wouldn't vote for the present government if I was dying.
And what did they say to that?
Wouldn't. kid earlier. I said, no, you couldn't convince me, because all that they're interested is in themselves. There will never be an increase for them voted down, but except that the ordinary working people, they will be voted down any increases, because all we need to pass this law and that law, and the same with the European thing. Sure, that's all bureaucracy.
What do you think about the idea of having directly elected mayors? That's another bit of talk. Do you think that we've too much?
Another bit more money for them. Oh, crap, I tell you, Kira, sure, they must think we're idiots. And we are, because we vote.
There's an argument we are idiots, the way you describe it, in fairness.
That's the truth. And I will vote all right tomorrow, but I'll vote for a new party into who have not been running before. So I'll give them a try.
That's Padder Tobin's crowd.
Yes.
All right.
Yes, for sure. Okay. And that man that I was listening to him there before you about divorce. And then they'll give us that we can vote for 2 years, and then after that the government will legislate. It'll be like the abortion referendum. It is the most drastic law that we have in now.
Are we talking about the abortion, or are we talking about divorce?
We're talking about divorce. But I'm just saying that when the last referendum about abortion, they were saying, and then we legislate. Why, God almighty, I'd say 90% of the people that said yes to that are appalled at what they're legislating. Not even pain relief for the baby.
All right. Well, look, do you know what? I think in fairness, I would have to sort of point out that they laid out the legislation they were going to put on the table. They laid that out before the referendum. So we'll have to agree to differ on that one.
Oh, yes, certainly we can, but not in the detail that they are putting it through.
Yeah, I don't think you're correct in that, Anne, but thank you for that anyway.
Thank you for listening, Kira.
Thank you, Anne. We're going to take a short break. I'm going to tell you about a fabulous competition after this.